Hey, this is Paul Evans. Welcome to the Live Your Mission podcast. This is episode 007, Mission Words. Words are the building blocks of every life around you, period. It's what we use. You know, in this case, I'm using English, though it's Southern English, but it's comprised of an alphabet of 26 letters. Everybody who speaks this language has access to the same letters. I don't get more to work with than you do, and you don't get more to work with than me. There is total equality with the alphabet. The way that we combine those letters is what creates the impact. And when we are on a mission to use our words correctly, then we can use them to build. Now, on the opposite side, we can also use those words to destroy. And so very simply, we've got to decide exactly how we're going to use our words and what impact that it's going to make, whether we are raising our kids or whether we're working for a corporate entity or whether we are an entrepreneur and we own our own business, that words are going to define the impact that we have and they're going to determine the result of the mission that we're on. So I want to give you some word C4, some powerful combinations that you can use in your life to make sure that you're using your words in a way that build others up and allow them to remain strong, because we all know what it's like to have those words that we can't forget, the ones that we keep replaying because they were so negative, because they hurt us so deeply, and they so devalued us. And so instead, we want to take our words and use them in a powerful way that allow us to get the most from them, and at the same time, build the lives of everyone around us. So C4, number one, the first C is caring. Caring. Words like I love you or I forgive you, how are you, or even I'm sorry. Showing that we're interested in other people, showing that we are taking the proper view and the proper perspective of life, that we're not simply looking only at ourselves and in our own interest and we're wrapped up in our own world, but that we're out looking at what's going on and we're being very aware. And we are directing our words in a way they're going to end up strengthening. You know, when we say something like, I love you, sometimes we think it's overused, but I'm not sure that we can say it too much. Or if we say, I forgive you, how many times that does somebody say, you know what, I was wrong about that? Huh, well, you don't act like you're very wrong. You don't act very hurt. Or how many times have we said, how are you doing, but we don't really mean it? And often we're turning before the person even has a chance to say anything at all. And then, of course, how many times do we say, I'm sorry, I blew it, I was wrong, and saying it with sincerity. See, that's what it means to care. And when we use caring words, it allows other people to drop their guard somewhat. It allows them to heal in their life because they find out, hey, everybody isn't jaded. There are some people that actually care out there, and it makes a deep, deep impact. So C1 is caring. C2, compliments. Just saying something nice about other people. And Mom, as you know, said to all of us, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. You'd think that I would have been silent most of my life. Well, I went through a period of time where I didn't compliment very much at all. And I felt like people really needed to earn my compliment. You know, I was arrogant. I was an arrogant complimenter. That's crazy. But instead, to look for something to say positive about someone. It can be something as small, which it may be large to them, but something small to them is, you know what, I really love what you got on today. Hey, that dude, that's a cool shirt. Where'd you get that? Hey man, I like that new watch. I see you got the iPhone 5 or 6 or 7, whatever the number is by the time you're listening to this. And just noticing. See, compliments are the way that we say, I noticed. I picked up on something that I admired. Now, compliments beyond just what someone has on, if we say, hey, you did a good job on that. Or we go to them and say, I'm needing some help. When we ask someone for help, that's really a compliment. We're saying, I recognize a value in you, and I want to bring it to the forefront. I want to put it on display. So never think that compliments don't really mean anything. They do, as long as we're making them meaningful. So when we compliment, let's be specific. If someone helps us on a project at work, you know, why don't you say something along the lines of, hey, Sally, I want to thank you so much for taking time this morning to spend some time with me on Project X. I know that there's no way that I could have gotten it nearly to the level that we got it to if it wasn't for you. Just something very specific for them to be able to see the value that they're bringing. So C1 was caring, C2 is compliment, C3 is champion. This is when you come out there and you tell somebody that you believe in them. and that they can make it and that they can do it. You know, in our society, there's so many people who are constantly berated and they're beat down and they've been told that they're worthless or that they're no good. And you kind of become their champion. You come alongside them and you boost them and you give them that confidence they need to keep going. And sometimes being a champion simply means that we're taking up for someone. You know, I always hate to be in line at the grocery store and the clerk gets mistreated because somebody doesn't get an extra penny on their coupon or something silly. And you can see them somewhat deflate because we don't know what's going on in their life. You know, they could be having a tough time at home, didn't want to come to work today. They get to work and now they're getting beat up there too. And sometimes you can just be their champion. You can say something along the lines of, you know, I don't know what's wrong with that clown, but don't let that get to you. You're doing a great job here. I see you here every week. You've always got a smile on. You're always doing a great job. And I just want you to know that I appreciate you. That's really being a champion, right? It's also being caring. And it's even a compliment for me to say, you know, I'm recognizing that you're doing a great job. But sometimes people just need a champion. And when we use our words in that way, we take those 26 letters of the alphabet and we combine them into the powerful source of being a champion. It helps people believe in themselves and it really allows them to have a much better day than they would have had on their own. And then number four, C4 is challenge. Really coming alongside some people and saying, you know what, not only can you make it, I'm a champion, but I want you to keep going. I want you to keep pressing. Don't give up. It's one thing to have somebody who believes in you. It's another thing to have someone who comes alongside you and really challenges you or cheers you on. Sometimes those are synonymous. But someone who really says you can make it, you can do this. I remember running in a 5K about this time last year, and I'd run 3 miles pretty hard, and I had the 0.2 left, and I was about ready to give up. And there were some pretty good crowds out, but you know, in general, I'm fairly incognito. I don't expect to see anybody out in my hometown that I know or anything along those lines. And as I was rounding the curve, I thought, man, I'm gonna slow it a little bit down for this last 2/10, whereas most people are trying to kill it by then. I was worn out because I had to hit it hard. Well, I heard somebody in the crowd, I don't know who it was, but I heard somebody yell out, "Keep going, Paul. You can do it. You can do it." Well, immediately I knew I was being watched, which terrified me because I'm like, man, I don't want to be looking like a slob. So I straightened up, you know, and I ran hard. And inside I felt like death. And outside I was going to make sure that I was running with all this power and this force and this speed. But it was because somebody challenged me. Somebody said, "You can do it." Somebody said, "Keep going. You can make it." In fact, that's what he shouted. You can make it. Maybe he saw the look in my eyes. Maybe he saw that, whoa, this cat's about to give it up and walk it in. But it made a big difference because those words actually were powerful. Those words actually did make a difference. Our words count. Our words matter. Words, they are the building blocks of every life around you. It's how we encourage people. It's how we build them up. And it is how we tear them down. So we've got to be conscious and we've got to be careful. So let's use these powerful combinations to create C4 using our words. Number one, clarity. Number two, caring. Number two, compliments. Number three, champion. Number four, challenge. Let's use our words wisely. Hey, thanks for joining me on this edition of Live Your Mission. This is Paul Evans for paulbevans.com. Success is not an accident. Be blessed.